1888年，我接受教会派遣，来到中国云南一个叫做昭通的小城。
我们是苗家人。
一次奇妙的相遇后，渴求读书的苗族人不断出现在我的家门口。被可怕的情感包围时，我无法以生命的代价继续。这确实是一种超乎想象的探寻，我别无选择，只有竭尽全力地营救那些被关押的人们。也许是看在贵重礼物的诚意上，土木同意我带走被关押的农奴。最终分手的时候，他对我说，我们可以是朋友，我们需要你的药品，但农奴读书我是不会同意的。昂贵赎金的代价，土木同意让我在村寨里过夜，住进苗族人的家中。我第一次触碰到了他们真实的生活，这是令人难以置信的简陋。人和动物处在同一屋檐之下，分享着同样的食物，不需要更多的证据来让我确信他们不是在无所事事地寻找廉价的教育，他们正在从绝望的冷漠中觉醒，渴望跨出蒙昧的黑夜。我能为他们做些什么吗？但是我没有机会了，因为天亮之后我就必须永远离开这里。 带着孩子还给我的口琴，我离开了村寨。在回昭听的路上，我看到了落日重返大山的情景。在太阳落下山之后，天空突然又发出了笼罩四方的光彩，群山又一次被照亮。我想，也许太阳和我一样舍不得这里，为了再多看一眼乌蒙山，又重新返回来了。之后我就一病不起。离开昭通期间，关于我被杀害的谣言到处流传。于是当我安然无恙的返回后，不断有人到访。
The Zhao Tong official came. I told him you were resting.
They came to complain?
That man, according to imperial decree, is off limits to everyone, including foreigners.
I understand what you mean, but that area, it's under the authority of the Yi. There's no way for us to enter. Fifteen years ago, when I laid on this bed,You held my hand, and you promised never to desert me in this desolate place. When you've left and gone to the mountains by yourself, I've stayed here thinking, what if something should happen? What would I ever tell your son?
I have no choice.No one else will help them. How can I turn a blind eye to them?
There's a letter from home. I'm afraid some bad news. We've been advised to give up all of our work here.
This is not our home.
Our hometown is Cornwall. It's in England.
Cornwall?
A long time ago, and our people set up a tribe called Polly.
Are they our ancestors?
Yes, they are our ancestors.And just like the Miao people, they are a minority in Britain.
In the dark, he raised the fire of exploration.经历神秘、陌生、离奇的未知世界。 纪录片栏目《发现之旅》，总有扑朔迷离的故事。